With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A tornado plows through suburban Omaha, Nebraska. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
A tornado demolished homes and businesses as the twister tore for miles along farmland and into subdivisions. Multiple tornadoes were reported in Nebraska, but the most destructive storm moved from a largely rural area into the suburbs northwest of Omaha. The Weather Service has issued tornado watches across parts of Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. And forecasters are warning that large hail and damaging wind gusts are possible. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, as violent pro-Hamas demonstrations continue to mushroom at universities nationwide, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's time for officials to immediately put an end to the on-campus threats against Jewish students.
These are violent protests in some places. They are intimidating, harassing, threatening Jewish students simply because of who they are. And it got so desperate on Columbia's campus that the administration canceled classes because they can't maintain order on the campus. It's unacceptable. The first responsibility of a university administrator is to secure the safety of their students. And if they can't do that, they need to step down.
Johnson, who earlier called for the president of Columbia University to resign, made his comments on the Salem News program this week on the Hill. The U.S. is sending Ukraine its largest military aid package to date. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced a package worth $6 billion that will include munitions for Patriot missile defense systems. The war has dragged on for more than 2 years. Gas prices are edging higher heading into the weekend. AAA reports the national average for a gallon of regular is $3.66. The lowest gas prices can be found in Mississippi at $3.08 a gallon. California has the highest prices at $5.40. This is SRN News. A battle over religious freedom in Washington state.
Officials at Creekside Elementary School in Issaquah have rejected an application by Christian students to form a prayer club. This despite the fact that other secular clubs, including a gay-straight alliance chapter, have been approved. The Christian legal group First Liberty Institute is going to bat for the students, telling the Christian Post, quote, they have a constitutionally protected right to start a prayer club. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
While Arizona lawmakers work on a measure to repeal the state's 1864 abortion ban, neighboring California is looking to cash in. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom's announced a measure that would allow doctors from Arizona to provide abortions for Arizona patients in California. 14 other states are already enforcing bans on abortion in all stages of pregnancy. But California has not proposed this kind of help for any of them. This is SRN News. China will allow its anti-doping agency to undergo an audit by the World Anti-Doping Agency.
Beijing's agreement to an audit by the World Anti-Doping Agency comes on the heels of a tumultuous week. Both WADA and China confirmed that 23 top Chinese swimmers tested positive for a performance-enhancing drug in 2021. But they were secretly allowed to continue competing. Several of the swimmers went on to win medals at the Tokyo Olympics, including gold. News the athletes had failed doping tests infuriated sporting bodies around the world. Some of the same Chinese swimmers are set to compete in the Paris Games.
Saturday is the annual White House Correspondents Association dinner. Politicians, journalists, and celebrities will gather to raise money for the media that covers politics in Washington, D.C. More details at SRNnews.com.